decision over the use of coal in Illinois. I mean, there's no question that in southern Illinois, coal is an economic driver. And I think very recently that division has become even more of a concern. How large is the gap of the use of coal and what it does to the environment and what can be done? I mean, I come from a city government that uses coal for its energy, and I know we're meeting all the federal requirements. So how, you know, what is the gap in meeting the requirements and being a good steward of our environment?
I need to get back to you. We have people, I'm sure, who can give us a very clear answer to that question.
I mean, I just find that, to be honest, people in northern Illinois don't see the problem in totally doing away with coal. I mean, it's a huge economic area for southern Illinois that is not seen in other parts of the state.
I used the word controversial, I think, when I made the comment that I did, and I'm conscious of that. Some of the issues are just realities. We have a very old power plant, the coal, particularly the coal using part of that plant. The cost of rehabilitating that is very significant relative to the cost of transferring to natural gas.
And I understand that. In Springfield, we made the conscious decision because of jobs and the economy to spend the money to do what we have to do to meet federal requirements. And we have done that. And the coal mine that produces electricity for the Springfield area is 15 miles from Springfield. And we've made a conscious decision to honor that commitment to the economy of central Illinois. I'm not saying, you know, that we all should do that. I just, there's a problem, and there's a gap somewhere in the reality of what is happening in southern Illinois and, you know, what we're going to do about the environment.
I truly believe that research ultimately is the solution, that coal is a good energy source. We just have to develop the technologies to use it.
And there's rapid advancements being made now,
definitely,
and we should be part of that effort, I think. But
that's,
I think we should have a discussion all around coal at a future
meeting, if that's possible.
And that will include, you can't just talk about coal, you have to talk about the alternatives to coal. And right now, natural gas drives prices. I mean, that's what drives energy prices. So I think what's driving coal technology and research is trying to make it economic. Same thing with solar, same thing with wind. And with what's happening with natural gas prices being as low as they are, it's made it more difficult for the other technologies to be competitive. So it's a full look at the whole energy.
The point is, I think we have enormous resources, you, Chancellor Easter, the Chinese connection, great researchers. We should
bring it all together,
and I think that would be a great role for us. Thank you. I think, Harry, we may go back to the regular schedule, if that's okay.
That's it. Are there questions?
Are there any other questions for Chancellor Easter? I think, Ed, we're going to turn it over for you in a minute. I just want to acknowledge that Barbara O'Connor, who's the police chief of the Urbana campus, is going to appear later in the session. Part of the reason we had the early morning